recording, right? I forgot I have a surprise, but you have to be recording for my surprise.
Oh god, I'm scared. As soon as somebody utters the words, "I have a surprise," heart rate goes up.
I know, and I was going to text you this morning that I had one, but I knew it would make you anxious all day.
Oh yeah, I'd be like, hold on the edge of my seat. Okay. Oh god, she's getting up. She's getting up, and I don't know what's going to happen. And I'm sweating now. Oh, I feel my sweat glands. Like, I just felt them open up and get active. Are you ready? I don't think I'll ever be ready. So close just... Okay. I don't like this. This is so nervous.
Okay, look.
There is no... Oh, my God. No way. Did you order that?
Yeah, after last episode, I was like, after last episode, I looked up his tour to see if he was on tour. And then on the thing, it said like merch or something. And I was like, no way Pitbull has merch. And then I clicked it and I was like, wait, I wonder if people make Pitbull merch, like not his. And then I went on Etsy and I typed in Pitbull t-shirt and so many came up. And then I ordered it. It has all much. It has its face all over. Dale.
That is actually insane. That is.
It wasn't supposed to be here
insane.
For another like 2 weeks, and it delivered last night. And I was like, this is perfect timing.
They must have. What is crazy to me is that literally only like maybe 2 weeks ago, Sarah like publicly told the world that she loves Pitbull, and ever since then, she has been.
I'm running with
stride.
It. Well, yeah, if this is your first episode and you think I'm now a crazy person because I'm wearing this, basically the lore behind this is a few episodes ago we were talking about something and I admitted how much I loved Pitbull and his music, and ever since then it's just been brought up a lot, like even on TikTok, some Pitbull edits, and here I am. Hopefully there's a concert one day I can go to because I'm gonna wear this. Dinner the other night, I played Pitbull's greatest hits, and it was like, it's just a great vibe. So yeah, bought this shirt specifically to wear on the podcast, but you may see it on me in other events. Maybe
in other
can I
events.
Wear this in public?
The fact that that's like a question in your brain really tells you exactly how different me and Sarah are, because it wouldn't even be a question in my brain. I would just be like, yeah, I'll wear this. But Sarah's like, I don't know, this isn't a public shirt, like maybe this isn't a public outfit.
I
want
to know how many people are buying this.
I think the thing about Pitbull, sometimes like they like them like ironically, but you like him like unironically. So somebody would probably buy that shirt like, oh, funny, LOL, Pitbull.
Yeah.
But you're literally like, no, hearts, Pitbull. Hey, I'm yelling.
You can also choose what color shirt, and I got pink because I thought it would be cute with...
Obviously.
You know. Yeah. So shout out.
Wow.
Shout out Pitbull. Everyone has to listen to a Pitbull song today now.
Yeah, today, what is today? When we're filming this, it's March 13th. It's National Pitbull Day. Was actually the 5th.
There you go. That was a great day.
I was going to be like, today's National Pitbull Day. Hey, he actually already has one.
He does.
He already has one. He doesn't need another. I don't like the fact that I'm lounging on this chair. Like,
why? Wait, that is so funny, because when I was filming my... sad video that went up, like in the end when I'm talking about the book, I was sitting like this with the book in my hand too, and I was like, this is kind of like too cozy.
No, but like, what is with this energy? It just gives me like where my hug at energy, if anybody knows what I'm talking about.
Hugging is such a weird concept.
Okay, yeah,
you don't think so? I think it's such a weird concept, hugging someone. Yeah, like you're
for
just,
sure,
like, I don't know, it's just weird.
Let's just embrace each other. Let's embrace each other with our arms around our bodies. Like, no, because when I put it into words like that, you're kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
It's such an interesting...
Let's just embrace each other for a second. Everybody, welcome back to Bookmarked. I feel like unconventional. Is that even the right word? I'm like the queen of using words I think are right, and then I look them up, and I've used them in the wrong context. But just these intros, I don't know. But welcome to Bookmarked, or welcome back.
Welcome back.
Nice to have you guys here. Do we all want to share, everybody in a circle, share your drinks of the episode today?
Yes, that's a great idea. What a way to start the podcast.
What a way. love the way you make me.
I got, oh, great song.
I know, right?
I have a cherry cola Olipop.
The way that I thought that you were going to be holding up a cherry slush Alani because the can was red at first. I was like, there's no way. Oh,
we're so cute. We have matching drinks. Yours just has caffeine.
A lot of it. A lot of it.
Well, I bought this because when I bought the lemon lime one, I was like, let's just try this one. And the lemon lime ones I buy from Target are the mini ones because I just like mini cans. And I thought this was mini. It's not. Which is fine. Totally fine. Still tastes good.
That one's one of my favorite Olipop flavors.
Yeah. I was going to say, this one's my second favorite. Like, I could just drink this, like the lemon lime ones.
Here she goes. Going in for the first sip.
This one's, like, really good. They, like, knew what they were doing with this one.
Oh, it's so good. No, they... It's, like, I haven't had Cherry Coke in literal years. Shout out to the real ones who know what Sam's Club is. Every single time that my family... We were, like, big Sam's Club people. We still are. And every time my family comes back from Sam's Club and they don't get me a hot dog, I am upset. Because growing up, I would always get a hot dog and a Cherry Coke in the styrofoam cups.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I haven't had Cherry Coke in years, so that one, it brings me back when I have it.
Yeah. I've never had it. I don't think I've ever had a Cherry Coke. I've either a Coke girly or, like, Dr. Pepper. I feel like Dr. Pepper has, like, that kind of taste. Cherry Coke
was so good. Bring it back. Bring it back.
They have them at the movie theaters. Like, you know the stands where you can, like, click Coke, and then it opens up, and it's, like, all these different flavors?
Oh, love. We need that everywhere. Why isn't that everywhere? I need one of those machines in my house. Actually, I don't. Because it's, like, it's just unhealthy. I don't think I would... Yeah, I don't need one in my house. I take that back. But when I'm in the movie theater, I almost get excited because it's, like, yeah, I'll have Sprite, but should I have Sprite with some vanilla in it?
Yeah, you ever see those things where people are, like, whatever you eat or drink at the movie theater just doesn't count?
I do have that thought, too.
Because, like, you can go there, and you drink and eat, like, the most amount of candy and popcorn in, like, a two-hour setting, and then you leave, and you're, like... Doesn't count.
And what are we getting to eat?
Oh, wait, are you asking what my movie theater choices are?
Yeah.
Oh, I always get a popcorn. And I always need something sweet, like chocolate kind of with it. And I like those little crunch, and those chocolate crunches.
Yeah.
I do those. And then I also need something like kind of like sour, like that kind. So I usually get either the Tart Ropes or... This one's like just depending on when I'm looking at it, which one's calling my name. But I need like one of every, like I have sweet and salty and sour and a lemonade or a Coke. See, like I just like at home, I'm not eating all this all at once.
No.
But something about the movies, you could do
it. Something about sitting in that movie theater seat and just reclining back and just having your buttery popcorn just sitting there that just does
what
it
do
to
get?
You. I always get a popcorn to split with somebody. I get only sour. I don't do super sweet. I do sour, and I get the little airhead. Okay. Airhead Extreme little, like, bites.
Oh,
those hit.
Yeah, those are good.
And then I always get a vanilla Sprite or a vanilla ginger ale. If I know my stomach's going to act up, I'll get a ginger ale. And I'll get some vanilla in it.
Just, like, counteract all the other foods that you're eating.
No, like, and I swear it works, though. Like, drinking my ginger ale and having those, like, terrible foods that I know are going to upset my stomach, it works.
Yeah. Also just eases your mind knowing you're drinking a ginger ale.
Yeah, like if my stomach starts hurting, I'll be like, let me just get a sippy of this ginger ale and it'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like me on a plane. I'm like, this ginger ale is going to save me right now.
Oh, yeah. No, like the fact that, can we talk about literally, like if I get car sick, the panic that goes through you as soon as your stomach hurts.
I know.
Does anybody else...
Yes.
Oh my God, I can even just like feel it now, like the panic that shoots through me in an instant. If I'm like, even if I'm home and my stomach starts hurting, I'm like,
yeah, I'm the same. I don't know what it is. Your body reacts.
I could start crying. I could start crying right here just thinking about it. Like I live in fear of my stomach hurting. Like I literally am always like, I am just the worst. I am the worst. Well, yeah. Period.
It's like an impending doom. Like you know it's gonna come at some point.
Yeah, no, like sometimes I'll risk it for certain things. I'm lactose intolerant, so if I do want to have an ice cream, I just know that I'm going to suffer later. I'm like...
You need a Lactaid. You ever take those?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Oh, it's like a pill you eat before or like when you start eating like the dairy and it like helps your stomach not hurt if you're allergic.
Wow, That's actually lactose. Life-changing to know.
I know.
I thought you were talking about the milk lactaid.
Oh, no. But that's like lactose-free milk, right?
Yeah.
We have a running joke because Chris also is like lactose. And one time, I think we were eating ice cream or something in my house. And I was like, I have lactaid like in the cabinet. Like, go grab one. And then I didn't have one. So every time I go to get ice cream or something, he's like, do you have lactaid? I'm like, yeah. Like, I have it at home. I've never had lactaid. But now it's like a running joke. And he gets so mad because I don't have it.
The way that would send me into a spiral, if I knew that my stomach was going to start hurting to me, I was like, yeah, I have a lactaid. And then I'm like, okay, I'll have it then. And then, you know, they don't. Mm-hmm. I think I would actually, cause now, harm.
Anywhere we are, if there's any dairy, he's like, you have a lactaid? I'm like, yeah. I never do.
That is so funny. It's an ongoing joke. Do you,
it is.
Do you suffer from getting car sick?
I feel like not really, unless I'm like in the backseat of the car and like head down in my phone for too long, I'll start getting car sick. Like I have to like look up and like look outside, but like not really. Or like if I'm in like the front seat, like the front two of the car, I feel like it's open enough and I'm never car sick.
Yeah, what is it about the front seat? I never get car sick in the front seat. I'm like, I'm good. Yep. We're chill.
When I was younger and it was like all six of us, like my stepsisters, my brother and everyone, they would put me and G, like the youngest, in the back of the car or like whatever car we were in. And I never got car sick back then. But I think as I grew up, I'm not too sure what happened. I probably would get car sick now.
That's like, I'll never forget. I get car sick so bad. Like, put me in a long car ride, you can guarantee. Like, and I always think like, no, it's not going to happen this time. Like, I'm good. Mm-hmm. And without fail, every single time I'll just start, I gotta stop over for a ginger ale and I gotta get me a ginger, like they're like ginger cubes, because you know ginger ale is whatever because of the ginger in it. And so I'll get these little chewy cubes that are supposed to help with car sickness and everything. And I'll never forget, we were going on a family vacation down to Florida. I had the worst stomach pain from being car sick and just kind of like thinking that I was above it. Like I was like, I can definitely like get through this. We sat at that gas station for 2 hours. And every time I tried to get back in the car.
Yeah.
It was
like the thought of going back into the car, knowing your stomach hurts and you have to sit through again. Not fun.
And it stayed because we still had like several hours left of the journey too, which was also so saddening to me that we still had like hours to go, because it wasn't just like, okay, I have to push through like maybe an hour or two. It was like four hours. Yeah. And so I went and sat in the car. And even after we got to our destination, we went to go get groceries. Like I was still so like nauseous and everything, where I was like, I was just sitting there like, this is like the worst. This is the worst.
You ever take Dramamine? Not if you're driving, but like Dramamine pills, they're for motion sickness. And I take them when I'm going on a plane sometime. Remember when I think it was the last one or something? Maybe I don't know which podcast. I think it was the last. Whatever. I brought up how I wish I could see my recent like songs I've been listening to a lot, because I was listening to a lot of Tate McRae.
Yeah.
Well, it was told to me that you can actually like search on your Spotify on repeat. And it has a playlist for you, like Spotify makes it, of like the top songs you've been listening to on repeat. So I thought this was crazy information. I thought we should look at ours. I thought that could be fun.
Okay, so what do I do?
And you go on Spotify and you search on repeat and it should pop up as a playlist. And when I was looking this up, I was listening to Tate McRae. And I was like, this is such a funny little coincidence, because that song I was listening to is in my top five.
Made for Sidster Jams.
Aw. I love that that's your name.
This is like so funny, because it is like a mix of like every side of my music taste. Like we have Rich Girl by Hall & Oates, Blind by Role Model End of Beginning, Taylor Swift, Silver Springs, Opposite by Sabrina Carpenter. Can we talk about that song?
I have a Sabrina Carpenter in mind too. I feel like I never usually listen to her.
I have been listening to Sabrina Carpenter nonstop. September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. I listen to that song every morning on the way to the gym. And it is actually funny that it is literally dark outside. And I'm just listening to Do You Remember? And I'm just like half asleep.
That's a good one. Yours has some like good range. I don't have
range.
Mine, you could probably sit here and guess my top five, actually.
Like artists?
Yeah, try to guess my top five artists that are in this. Like the top five songs.
No, because off the top of my head, it's just like Tate McRae, Taylor Swift, Harry Styles. I almost want to say, I don't know though if you're listening, if Pitbull made it in there, I don't know what to say. But like, I almost think like if you're listening to either Lord, Lana, Gracie, I don't know.
Those are all great. Great choices. Yeah, you got most of them. My first one is Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh my God, and I forgot that you're listening to her.
That one's Love is Embarrassing, and then it's Tate McRae, Plastic Palm Trees, and then it's Lighter, 5 Seconds of Summer, new song, and Luke is going on tour by himself. I need everyone to just like let that one sink in. I'm really excited. Didn't get tickets, but I'm gonna. And then it's Bad Omens, 5 Seconds of Summer, and then Taylor Swift, This Is Me Trying. Those are like my top.
How did I forget 5 Seconds of Summer after the fanfic I wrote about them?
People love that fanfic. I love that fanfic. We need to
talk about fanfics. I need to talk about fanfics.
Oh. Is this what I think you're bringing up?
Yeah. What is the pipeline, if I may use that term again? Because I love using that term so much because I feel so smart. Okay. What? It's almost like, to me, if you're going to make a book into a movie, there are so many. Why are we choosing fanfictions?
Listen, I'm on the same boat as you. I think it is like one thing to like make up a fanfiction, have people read it in the comfort of their iPhones or like whatever you're reading it on, but another to put it on a major platform where the person whose fanfic it is about can see it, even though it's like based on it and not. I'm on board
with what it's you're like saying. I'm not saying people making fanfics, I don't care if you're making a fanfic.
We love a fanfic.
But at the same time, it's like, there's certain rules with it that make it weird versus not weird with what you're doing with a fanfic. And there's like a fine line to walk with fanfics. But it's the like, I almost feel like it's an invasion when you make it into a piece of media. Because the person, it's then like in their face. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, so for exactly example, take After.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yeah, I read that on Wattpad. Like, I remember reading that and then the books and then the movie. I only watched the first movie just to see what was going on. And it's just, I don't know. Because, you know, Harry knows about, well, we don't. But like, I'm assuming he has to, right? Know about all this. Yeah, it makes me like, I don't know. Having someone base something off, I don't know, it's just so, I don't know what word to use. We're talking about is called, what's it called? I forgot the name. It's a movie that's coming out, I think, on like Amazon Prime or something, and Anne Hathaway is starring in it, and also the actor from Red, White, and Royal Blue. I forgot his name, but they're like the main actors, and his character is based off of a fanfic that was Harry Styles. So like in the movie, he's in a boy band, he's got the tattoos, he's, you know, all
he even
that
does the same mannerisms, because I saw people post photos of like literal real life events that this movie has taken from Harry's life and done parallels into the movie.
Yeah, like that, it just gets a little like invasive. Yeah, that's a good word. And that's why I think fanfics are total, I love reading fanfics, like taking, I mean,
yeah,
it's still a weird concept if you really think about it, but I think it's like you're taking someone that people like love to take in like their content and listen to their music and stuff and make a little story about it, but putting on a big screen with an A-list, I don't know, it's just so interesting. You can see how similar it is. I'm really excited about the next Summer I Turn Pretty because I've been getting a lot of TikTok edits of Conrad, like so many TikTok. I don't know what's happening, I'm sending them to you, but like I've gotten so many recently.
Yeah,
and they're all hitting. I'm really excited for the next season, whenever it is.
I recently relived us watching Jeremiah and Belly's kiss, the pictures of us just curled up in Sarah's bed cringing.
Oh, that was like, that was like a hard watch for
sure. That was just, oh, yeah, you're right, exactly right. Well said. Yes. Oh, hard watch. Definition of a hard watch. Jeremiah hard is so pick me and annoying.
The edit that I saw, it was like really sad because it was like the scene of Conrad telling Jeremiah how much he loves Belly, and then it cuts right to Jeremiah kissing Belly and Conrad seeing it. And I was like, wait, this is actually really sad.
Because what's mind-blowing to me, I can understand if you may have like never read the books and then you were Team Jeremiah maybe in the first season, because I feel like we weren't painting him out really in any light. Like, to me, still was not Team Jeremiah. But after watching the second season, oh my god, wait, this is like a flashback to when we first started doing the podcast episode, and every episode we were talking about the Summer I Turned Pretty.
We just had a huge Summer I Turned Pretty rant. Also, if you haven't watched or read, I mean, I feel like all of us probably have, but no, if you haven't, we're
going to be spoiling right now. So timestamps are always down below, so just always reference those throughout the episode. But I feel like in the second season, I feel like he was constantly painted out to be the villain in every scenario. So I don't even understand how people were like Team Jeremiah, because I feel like everything that he did was like an interruption of sorts. Like, even like, take example, when they were at the store and Belly and Conrad were just kind of trying to like make amends with each other, and Jeremiah pops up, like every time that he did pop up, it was an interruption.
Yeah. Oh my god, I remember that so vividly. They're shopping for the party and he just like turns the corner. They're having a moment. Every time they had a moment, he was there.
No. And then like you said, Conrad telling Jeremiah how much he loves Belly, and then Belly, and then Jeremiah being like,
yeah, I think Jeremiah was just jealous. He saw
it goes Belly down to the fact
pretty as the show
yes says. I've always said this, even when I read the books, it goes back to the fact that Jeremiah did not love Belly until he thought that she was conventionally attractive. Then he liked Belly all of a sudden. Then he wanted Belly, and he's just always, even through the books, Conrad was just constantly, especially like in the books, if you read them, I remember like Conrad being described as like he was really good at football. Like, Jeremiah always like tried so hard to be good at the things that Conrad was just like naturally good at. And so obviously there's competition and animosity between brothers. And so I just feel like with Belly, it's just a competition to show Conrad that like this is the one thing I can best you at in life. Like, and it's so painstakingly obvious that it's just, oh my. I need them to include the scene where Jeremiah and Belly, it's at their wedding, and like they give the letter, but it was written for Conrad.
I have a Susanna picture, because I remember reading this on my couch, that last book, and he gave the note. I literally opened up my phone and took a picture of my gasping face, because I didn't expect to be blindsided like that. Oh my god, that was like the best part of the book. They got it. They have to do the last season justice to the book.
It is criminal that at the end of the book, we only got like a snippet of like Conrad and Belly getting married and like them running off in their like her wedding dress to the beach. Like, they were like, I remember the book ends with them like running off into the beach
abruptly. Yeah.
And then it just ends. Books are
really short. They give you.
But I just love reading So Much and Pretty. Like, at the start of every summer, it feels so nostalgic for me, even though I didn't grow up with, you know, like a love triangle with two boys and going to beach houses and stuff growing up. It just, but there is a nostalgic feeling, even if you take that away, the basis of like being a young girl in the summers and just feelings that you go through like as a young girl during that time frame is so real. And it, hey, when I'm back in Chicago, I feel it. Like, it just is like it's a feeling that you read those books and you put yourself in those shoes and you're like, no, but I can remember being like 12, 13 years old and spending summers like that.
Yeah, that's why some young adult books I really like, because it's like literally nostalgic. Like, it feels like how you were in high school or whatever.
Are they the best books? No. Do I prefer the TV show over the books? Honestly, I love the first book. I don't love the other two. Like, I would recommend the show was just done
so well. Like, they really killed it. Even though there's cringy parts, like, I feel like that just comes with making a
YA rom-com-y. Trying to see what Gen Z thinks is funny, if you know what I mean. Like, it's adults of another generation trying to write what they think that another generation finds funny. It screams that. It screams millennial humor disguised as Gen Z, if that makes any sense. Like, not saying in a negative way, it's just what it is, where you're like, no,
Their music choice, I think, just also made it top tier.
Oh my god. They like
eight with it.
They, so hard. What did they say? Oh, 1989? Is it over now? Oh my god, I need to see it. 1989 Volt Track in the freaking season 3.
I know. I have like the scene of like the beginning of the third book in my head, and I really hope it like comes onto the show. Oh, like, yeah. How I picture it.
But the thing is that it was so painful to read the third book at the beginning of Belly finding out that Jeremiah cheats on her, and then she's just like, he like barely apologizes and then proposes.
In a dorm room.
And she's like, yeah. Girl.
What a moment.
After having Conrad. You're gonna go with that. So we're gonna go with that.
Yeah. The wrong judgment on that
one. She has a lack of like character. What?
Like picking Jeremiah.
She's not a good judge of character.
No, she just picked wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know what word I'm looking for, so I'm gonna stick with that.
Yeah, she just made the wrong choice.
Basically. She realized it.
But she realizes it. Oh my god, I just remember, I don't want to, but my least favorite thing to do is to be annoyed in a piece of media, especially when you read the book so you know how it's going to end and you know that you have to watch through episodes upon episodes of just screaming at Belly, why are you making this decision? And I'm still like, listen, the girlies who are like, Jenny Han said there's no, she's just trying to keep you team Jeremiah girlies interested when she says that. 100%. If you've seen her be like, I don't know, Jenny Han knows that she made the great choice in making Conrad the choice. She's not going to change that. She's just trying to like keep you team Jeremiah girlies interested in the show.
Yeah, I still think that if you didn't read the books, you're probably team Jeremiah. I don't know why.
But I have came to that consensus too, because all of the people in my life that watched The Summer I Turned Pretty and they've never read the books, a lot Jeremiah. Of them are like, team Jeremiah. I'm like,
yeah, same. It's so I'm like, okay, wait till next season. Another news, how's your past week? How was your oh my god, you have a trip coming up.
She's not excited about it. After where I'm going, I have been seeing TikToks. Severely regretting my decision.
Yeah, I saw, maybe we got the same TikTok. I didn't want to send it to you because you're traveling soon.
I've been seeing them. I'm like the dad in the airport memes where they're like, they make your family get up early, everybody have their passports out, everybody have this out, does everybody have their, that's me. I am the dad in the airport.
The airport
dad? No matter where I'm going. If it's just me and Isaac,
Home Depot sound?
I'm the airport dad. 100%. And that's a little sad.
Someone's gotta be.
No, because make sure that we're on freaking track.
Yeah. You don't want to miss the flight.
I have a lot to do to prep for vacation that I've just ignored.
I feel like that's the best way to do it, low-key, because then once you have like only a little time left, you have to get it done. Like, you just put
pressure on
yourself.
That's when you truly decide like what you really need to do. Like, what, like, you know, you're like, I'm going to do this and that. And then when it's like crunch time, you're like, no, I don't have time for that. Yeah. I just need
to
like go get
this. That's why I love to pack last minute. Because then it's like, do I really need to bring all of this? And then...
Oh, see, when I pack last minute, which is always, I'm always packing 2 hours before a flight. But when I pack last minute, I end up bringing everything. But if I have time to pack, if I give myself time to pack, I feel like I'm a lot more selective. Like, I'm like, no, think this out. This is an outfit. Bring two extra outfits because we know that you're psycho crazy and that one day you're going to love this outfit, but you're going to put it on there and you're going to think that you hate it. And so you need another outfit. But when I pack last minute, just throwing any and everything in the suitcase.
Yeah, you get there and just see what you have. Things. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's what's going to happen. So, I mean, I'm excited to go. I haven't been on a plane in a few months. And I feel like when I'm not on a plane in a few months, it's been a few months since I've been on a plane, I feel like I reestablished the, like, I don't want to be in the airport, I don't want to go through TSA, especially with it being spring break. I'm like, is there going to be anywhere to sit? How long is the security line going to be? What if I would rather be there 2 hours early than be there, like, I'm standing in line and I'm like freaking out because I'm not getting through security and like they're about to board my flight.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, always early, especially spring break time. But it's always the anticipation of going to the airport, like, because you don't know how it's gonna be when you get there, and then you get there and usually it's,
I can't tell you how many times that I've been like, the airport's gonna be packed, so I make everybody get there like 2 hours beforehand, like the before that you would honestly probably a normal person would think to get there, and then I'm like, security line's gonna be crazy,
and yeah, then, and then you're in 2 seconds.
Yeah,
that's and the best, I'm like, though, because you don't have to wait on the lines and you're already in like that.
Yeah,
then you can sit. And
then when people want to look at me, they want to go, oh my god, we didn't need to be here this early, I'm like, you shut your mouth. You want to know why? Because if I would have told you guys, let's get here 2 hours later, and then we would have been sitting through a security line because everybody else would have had the same thought and we wouldn't have gotten through, well then what would you guys do? Then it would have been Destiny's fault. Then it would have been Destiny's fault. So no, you guys are going to sit here and just watch your little iPads, mm-hmm, or do whatever, yeah, you do.
You sit and hang for a few hours. Get some snacks.
And the thing is that I rented a car too, because, you know, I need a car. I need to drive. Since we are taking 2 kids with us, and it's 3 adults, 2 children, I was like, okay, so they're going to need car seats. We're all going to have suitcases. So, like, I need to get a big car. I don't know if anybody's ever seen, like, a GMC Yukon.
No, I don't know.
It's like, imagine, like, a Cadillac or a Cadillac Escalade. Like, oh, how those God are big. Yeah. I just the rented it because I was like, oh, it says 3 rows. You know, like, okay, mm-hmm, whatever. And I tell my mom, like, yeah, I rented this one. She goes, oh, my God.
How are you going to park it?
No, she was like, how are you going to drive it? And I said, here's the thing about me. You wouldn't know this because you wouldn't think, after everything else that I offer up information-wise about myself to everybody, you would think, oh, my God, Destiny's going to freak out. Give me 2 minutes in a car and I'll figure it out. Give me 2 minutes.
I feel like your car is big. Not as big as the car you're getting, but, like, I feel like you'd be able to drive a big car.
My car, it's just because I'm used to my car that I don't realize how big my car is. Yeah. And also, I'll get in my dad's lifted truck and I'll whip that thing. Like, I don't even give it a second thought. I, like, pull up the seat, I sit up, and I go, give me 2 minutes on the road. On the road. Like, let me figure it out.
I could drive, I feel like.
I'm a very cautious driver. I don't just, like, cross multiple lanes. I hate when people do that. I don't cut in front of people. I would rather just miss a turn and then just turn around than cut in front of somebody. And the other day we're driving, and I'm driving, and he's like, tells me last minute that he wants to go to like this drive through, and I was like, okay, so I'm missing that turn. Like, I don't, like, there's a car right here, I'm not cutting in front of them. He was like, just cut in front of them. Like, why are you cutting in front of them? Why are you driving like a grandma? Why is that a bad thing? All of a sudden, me being a cautious driver trying to save some money on insurance.
I can't say the same, but I really do like that you're cautious.
Like, I know. Trust me when I tell you guys that I know that Sarah will not miss a turn. Sometimes I just sit back and I'm like, if this is how I go. You know?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Sarah has no worry in the world when she does these things, and it blows my mind, because Sarah's not a bad driver. It's just like, there will be a few incidents that Sarah will get herself into, and she's just like, yeah, anyway, that kill us.
Yeah, I notice that too, because whenever if I do something in the car and it like has a reaction with whoever's with me, I'm usually already past that. Like, I'm I don't know. And it's, they're like, did you not
it's like this video that I saw yesterday, and it was like a dad like had his little daughter like open the door for him, and it was like, you can tell they had like security footage because the mom got the like camera footage, and he's walking and he's like holding a drink and he has takeout boxes and there's a drink on top, and then she's open, like she's holding the door for him, and then the drink falls and hits her on the head and like goes all over mm-hmm. her, and he just goes, oh, I'm sorry, it's okay, accidents happen, and then he just lets the door close, and she's like crying, she's on the ground crying. Mm-hmm. That is Sarah with like me freaking out that she's like, it's okay, stuff like that happens, anyway, let's move on. And I'm like
crying.
No, I'm literally like on the verge of being,
I don't
like,
know what it is. I don't know if it's because I'm a New Jersey driver. Like, I always hear people say New Jersey drivers are crazy, but I don't think it's that.
They are.
I just think it's how I drive. Oh, maybe.
Not necessarily you, but New Jersey drivers. I have gotten it, the times that I've drove down New Jersey at least twice, I've gotten in interactions with Jersey drivers where they're just the worst. They're like aggressive too. Like, they'll roll down the window and start yelling at you.
Yeah. Or if they see like your plate is not Jersey, they'll start yelling at you. Oh my God.
They are so rude. They'll look and they'll be like, Indiana. And I'll be like, yeah, and it sucks. Yeah, and I'll go toe-to-toe with you about that. We can have a whole entire discussion around that.
I feel like, yeah. I feel like I've done that before, like driving on the highway, someone's like going slow, and then I pass them, I'm like, oh, because they have a Pennsylvania plate or like whatever plate they have, like that makes sense.
Because I do it too, and it's usually Kentucky or like Illinois, and it's the first thing that my mom says too. Like the other day we were driving and somebody's driving so slow in front of me, and I just should just like go around them, like I don't do any like whatever. My mom's always like, freaking Illinois, and I'm like, what does that like, have that to do with anything? They honestly probably have a little bit harder. They're probably just cruise a little bit. Like, Indiana's just a bunch of two-lane roads. Yeah. Like, I don't know what they're...
Yeah. They're just going for a drive.
Yeah, they're just going for... They want to get out of Illinois. I would, too.
Don't even know where that is.
It's right next to Indiana.
Don't know where that is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In my head... It's south, so there's like no helping. We just need to start
putting a notes app of like things to teach each other that like both of us don't know. So like mine, for example, one of them would be like, I should get one of those like rolly out things that like a teacher have, like where they would pull it down. It would just be like the map of the world and the United States.
Yeah,
and I should start having that. Just like when we ultimately somehow always end up having this conversation, I just want it to be a roll down behind me, and I just point to it.
Yeah, hey, this is where that is. You just have to carry a globe around with you.
Yeah. One of my favorite things to do, I'll humble myself. I'll humble myself right here. One of my favorite things to do is if there's a lull in conversation, because God forbid there be a lull in conversation, genuinely, I'll find something to talk about. Give me 1 second with the just imagine a bunch of like file drawers in my mind, just pulling out a random one, grabbing a file out. Okay, cool. Conversation topic. I'll make it into anything.
Yeah.
Main one that I usually go to, hey, name 7 countries. And I said this the other day because it was a long conversation. And we were with my boyfriend and his friends, and I looked at one of them and I said, name 7 countries. He looks at me and he says, Europe. And I go,
next.
And the rest of them look at me and go, hey, that's actually a continent. You know, it's not a country. And I was like,
oh my God, you just got me. Wait. No way. I knew it was a continent. That's the thing. But like,
okay,
I
hold on,
also. The one thing I can do, like, I don't know where things are specifically, but I can name all 50 states in alphabetical order, and I know all continents and oceans. Like, I can name all of that, but I don't know where states are, where countries are. I guess. What countries are, because I can't name 5.
Well, I think continent, I'm not gonna get into it, actually. I'm not gonna embarrass myself.
North America, South America, Australia, Asia. Is there 7? I should stop.
Canada, did you say Canada? Africa?
No, Canada's in North America. We're on the same continent. I think Africa might be one, but I'm gonna stop myself.
Go back to school.
Antarctica.
Are you smarter than a 5th grader? No.
This is what I'm. It's humbling. I think maybe we should play Are You Smarter Than 5th Grader?
Here's a few podcast ideas. They're just in a meeting now with us. We play Are You Smarter Than 5th Grader, and we play Jeopardy at one point, but we make like a book Jeopardy.
I think that's fun. I think we should do that.
And it's like we made it as a little quiz.
Hey, I'll take Thrown Up Glass for $800.
Thank you. No, it's so fun, and I almost wish we had like a third person that has to be the host, and it's like us in person, and we have like a third person that's the host, and they have to like do the whole entire whoever's the host of Jeopardy. Yeah, I don't know.
But they say, "What is?" I don't know what they would say.
We should do that in Spanish class. They have to start like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we play Jeopardy in Spanish class.
I play Kahoot a lot.
Did I tell you or did I tell the pod about the time that we had like a exam where we had to go talk to the teacher in Spanish and I just sobbed my eyes out in front of everybody?
I remember that story. I don't remember where you told me that.
The fact that high school me was not ashamed to cry in front of people, I did it all the time.
So you had a bad day. You take your wind down. You sing a sad song. You turn around. You say you don't know. They don't make music like that anymore.
No, they don't. But we, you know what, though? We say that for every era that we come out of. When we look at the 2010s, we're like, they don't make music like that anymore.
I was thinking about that, like, when we, if we have kids eventually, like, we're in the car playing our music, well, compared to the music that they're listening to, we're gonna be like, oh, they don't make music like this anymore, which is a weird concept because that's what we're listening to right now.
And yeah, it's like, I'm not gonna think about that actually any further.
Is that too far? Okay. Anyway, bring back old Maroon 5. Bring back,
Is that a Maroon 5 song?
No, I don't think so. I have no idea.
Bring back One Hit Wonders, because there's a lot of One Hit Wonders that came out of the 2000s. Like, who's the girl that sings, I got a pocket for the sunshine? I don't think I ever heard about
Natasha
her
Natasha Bedingfield?
Yeah. Wait, is she the one who sings Unwritten, too?
Yeah.
She's the same. She's I thought so the other day. She's a two-hit wonder. And also, Unwritten, if I'm at the tail end of my run, like, I know I have about 4 minutes left of my run, I'll always put on Unwritten now.
Great choice. Oh, my God. Chris and I started our running journey today.
Oh, my God. Update. What did you do?
I found, I searched on Pinterest. It's called Couch to 5K.
No, I did the same thing.
Oh,
well, not like perfect. The 5K, but I did like half marathon training plans on Pinterest. And then I just made my own out of it.
Yeah, my goal isn't the 5K, just couch is where I'm starting. So I was like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
And I think we did like, it was like a minute running, a minute and a half off running or something like that for, I forgot how long we did it for. But it was so nice out today. I was like, today's the day we start. And we did it during his lunch break. And I remember after the first like 1 minute run, I was like out of breath. I was like, I'm done. Like, I can't do this. Are you out of breath too? And he goes, you are the worst running partner. And then after the second or third one, I was like, oh, okay. I just had to get through the first one out of breath. And then my body kind of understood what I was doing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't so bad. I was like, can we play music or something? Because like, we were talking to each other. And I was like, don't talk when we're running. Like, I can't talk.
Oh, that's so interesting.
7 miles. Easy. Easy. What's the saying? Piece of cake.
Yeah.
You hear just the word, the number 7, like, doesn't seem like a big number. Then you start running, and you're running for 30 seconds. You're like, oh my God. Like, when Chris had, he had the timer on his phone, because I left my phone at the house. And we would run for like 30 seconds, and he would tell me 30 seconds. And I was like, can you continue to do that? Like, it actually helps me knowing how much, how many seconds I have left, like, knowing that I am doing, like, whatever. So he would have to count down for me. It would make me feel better.
That's so sweet, yeah, though.
I mean, it feels longer than it really is when you start running.
And it does. Once you time a minute, you're like, wow, this is actually like long.
And they say to breathe through your nose. So I'm like actively trying to breathe through my nose, and I can't get air in. So I start breathing through my mouth, and then I get a cramp. There's a lot that goes into this.
Yeah. And you know what? You're completely right. Go for it. It's getting nice outside. Right now, it's today, it's like 70 so nice outside.
I took the scenic route home from my workout class. I put my windows down. I was like, it is beautiful outside. Suddenly, I am so incredibly happy. Today's going to be a great day.
Real. Real. Suddenly, I'm no longer depressed.
Yeah, it's really like a real thing. And like, we got to get rid of this daylight savings. Is daylight savings the one? We need to get rid of the one that happens in the winter, please.
Because can I say that on Sunday, I did not know that the time changed. I stayed up till I didn't go to bed on Sunday. On Saturday, going into Sunday, I did not fall asleep until 6 a.m. And I woke up at like almost 8.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize that the time had changed, because I guess I just wasn't paying attention. Because you know, your phone automatically goes, syncs with it. So I just looked down and was like,
yeah, so you were just sitting there, and then it like went back in time. Like, I was with Chris, and he watched the clock change. I was sleeping, but he watched the clock change because he was watching some fighting thing, boxing.
Yeah, that's what we were doing too.
Yeah. And he was watching that. I fell asleep, and I told him, wake me up because I want to watch the clock. I want to watch it do its thing. And I didn't. He said, he watched it though. I'll try again next savings.
I don't even care about losing an hour, but like, I went home that day and it was like 7:40, and I looked at my mom and I was like, wow, I can't believe it's 7:40 and it's still light outside. And she goes, Destiny, the time changed this morning. Yeah. And I said, so what are you talking about? The time changed.
So who was
going
to tell you?
I was like, what? Who was going to tell me?
Next time I'll be sure to tell you. I'll give you a heads up.
Because I need to be aware, you know, especially I lost an hour. I'm still reeling from that. No, I'm not.
Yeah, it's crazy when you don't know you're losing an hour and then you're just wondering why you're so tired. Which I'd rather lose an hour and have daylight than
No, that's what I was about to say. I would 100% rather lose an hour and I get sunlight. Hey. What did I say? She's like our timer.
I was
for
just
how long
say,
our episode should be.
She's telling us always, to shut up.
At the end of the episode, Charlie always does this where she will come and crawl over to me.
She said, your time is done. The podcast.
She just like knocked everything over. She said, get this out of here. You're done.
She said, literally, what are you yapping about? And to yourself. So can she even hear me?
No.
I don't think she can. She says, Mom, what are you talking to yourself for so long?
When
you're scaring me.
When she's pulled this camera, she's like, oh, God. She's at it again. I don't know what this chick's doing.
She has no idea what's going on.
No. Oh, she's so cute. She has no idea what's going on.
I love animals.
I do, too. I do, too.
There's
just a great way to just...
Like, they just, like, go to sleep. I always want, like, when I think about this, like, when they take their naps, they just, like, knock out. They got nothing to think, to overthink. They're out like a light because they have nothing to... What's keeping them
there
up?
There's no worries.
Yeah. Just when's the next treat, that's it.
I could never. I'll just stare at Charlie in the middle of the night and be like, wow.
I need eight different forms of content going on. Yeah. Anyway. It's about that time.
It's about that time that we ran out of things to talk about.
Yeah, don't forget your homework, guys. Listen to Pitbull. Give us some hot takes for next episode. Maybe some, are you greater, are you smarter than a fifth grader questions?
Yeah, why don't you go, what?
Why don't you go do your homework?
We'll post
on Instagram.
Yeah.
For when we do that.
Oh my God, wait, but it's so fun.
And I'm going to post on the Instagram before next week's episode, and I'm going to ask you which Pitbull song you listen to, and you better not lie to me.
Yeah, because we'll find out.
This is extensive homework. We'll find out. And you better listen to one and then tell me which one's your favorite.
Yeah.
So go follow us on Instagram because you need to see that story.
Just people go who freaking didn't follow the Instagram.
But see the Instagram post, what Pitbull song did you listen to this week? Out of context.
I think that genuinely, I don't even think that there is a word to describe our podcast. The range in which we go from Harry Styles and Taylor Swift to geography to fitness
or lack thereof geography,
random snacks, just
this is what's going on in our little heads. This is why this is what you're here for.
Yeah, so we hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. If you guys did, keep doing what you should be doing, subscribing, following, leaving 5-star reviews. We appreciate any and everything. We appreciate you guys watching and listening to today's episode. And we'll be here to grace your little eardrums next Thursday.
He's giving kisses.
Oh, bye, Mr. Worldwide.
Dale.